Hey Mama, last episode we highlighted some base level information on how hormone imbalance can directly affect our mood and our ability to manage anxious feelings. If you're wondering if hormone imbalance could be affecting your mood, then make sure you check out our previous episode. What you can do if you feel like you may be experiencing some hormone imbalance, outside of making an appointment with a medical professional to get your hormone levels tested, there may be some natural solutions that you can use to help support your body to manage hormones. Today we will highlight my top 4 essential oil picks to help support your body manage hormones naturally. And if you're feeling like you want to feel less anxious and more in control of your emotions, but you don't really know where to start or what oil to use, and you don't really have the time to figure that out on your own, then I've got something for you. Listen, Mama, my Stress Less workshop is going to teach you how to use essential oils and scripture to help manage your emotions in the middle of your stress. 3 easy steps is all it takes. I'm going to show you how essential oils help manage our emotions. I'm going to walk with you as you identify the lies of the enemy that keep you stuck in your own thoughts, and how you can choose an essential oil to help you manage your stress, all in 45 minutes, free of charge. So come and join me for my Stress Less workshop so I can show you how to regain control of your emotions so you can start to be present in your life and go from surviving to thriving. You can check us out and sign up at stresslessworkshop.gr-site. That's SITE.com. Again, it's stresslessworkshop.gr-site, SITE.com. All right, Mama, let's get started. Hey Mama, welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find and let's dive in. Welcome back to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. I'm Kristen Christian and I'm so happy to be here with you today. Essential oils, when they are pure, will work synergistically with your body toward a state of homeostasis. This is a balanced level sort where the essential oils can be used to help support your body in reaching that balanced state on a cellular level. So if you are using pure essential oils, and if you wonder what brand of essential oils I use, you can check out my links in the show notes below. It's important that you know where your essential oils come from and that they are tested by third parties and you have access to those test results so that you know that they are not being adulterated and that you're not using essential oils that are going to negatively affect your body on a cellular level. Now that I've got that out of the way, Mama, I'm so excited today to be talking with you about how and what I love to use to help support my body manage hormones. Last episode, we talked about some base level information about hormones and how stress specifically can affect our hormones and even how hormones can affect our ability to manage stress. But what's really neat is that as essential oils work to bring our body into a state of homeostasis on a cellular level, part of the benefit of achieving a state of homeostasis or working towards that is the ability to support our body and managing hormones. So today we're going to talk about my favorite 4 essential oils to manage hormones. If you're curious as to how essential oils work on a molecular level in our body, you can jump back to episodes 1-5 and get a really good idea and some education on how essential oils work on a molecular level in our body. All right, let's start with my first essential oil for balancing hormones. Hands down, clary sage. I love clary sage. Oh, it's so good. It has actually been shown to decrease cortisol levels just after inhalation. So aromatic use. If you're wondering how to use essential oils, jump back to my earlier episodes where I talk about three practical ways to use essential oils. But clary sage can really help your body in supporting it to balance hormones. Now, if you are pregnant, you do not want to use clary sage until you are in active labor. Why? Because clary sage is a known uterine tonic, meaning that it actually helps to increase the strength of your contractions if your body is already having contractions. I know this because I have successfully used clary sage on my first pregnancy, and I also used clary sage on my second pregnancy where it did not work as well because I wasn't in active labor. So it's not going to make you have contractions if you're not already having them, but it will increase or intensify them if you are in active labor. So, side note about clary sage, but I'll have to do an episode on pregnancy, birth, and babies because I've used oils through all of those. Regardless, clary sage is just a beautiful and excellent option to help support your body in managing hormones and even stress. I enjoy using clary sage even when I'm just feeling really heavy for the day or just feeling kind of low. So if you're looking to use clary sage for physical support, specifically supporting your body in balancing hormones, then you can apply it topically on the insides and outsides of your ankles. And for emotional support, I love to use it topically or even aromatically in a diffuser. And I like to put it on my chest, my pulse points, wrist, all the areas for emotional benefits of essential oils. Remember, we talked about how increased cortisol levels, which happens when we're stressed, can have a negative impact on our hormone balances. So using essential oils to manage stress is a great way to also support your body in managing hormones. The second essential oil I love to use is thyme essential oil. Thyme essential oil is like a mini oregano, so it has some phenomenal antiviral properties. But it has been known to help naturally balance estrogen and progesterone as a result of supporting your body in its hormone stimulation. So, thyme essential oil, as you put it around your ankles, you can slide some on the second to big toe because it's also great for snoring. The third essential oil that I love to use for hormone balance is blue tansy. There's a compound in blue tansy, and it's called, I'm gonna pronounce this probably not correctly, but it's chamazaline, and it's what makes it blue, because if you look at the tansy flower, it's not blue at all. But this particular chemical constituent promotes calming effects to the body. So whenever you're using blue tansy, it's going to help support calming effects in the body, support relaxation in the body, which is imperative to make sure that you're managing stress in a way that's healthy and that does not negatively impact your hormones. Blue tansy is also found in a blend that the company I use sells. It's a grounding blend, and it is one of my all-time favorites, especially for supporting my emotions, my body, and managing emotions as well. The final essential oil, though, I want to tell you about in supporting hormones is ylang ylang essential oil. Ylang ylang essential oil has a great ability to support your body in managing hormones. And a lot of that has to deal, again, with its ability to promote feelings of calm within your body. So the primary chemical constituent here that we're looking at is benzoate. And so this is using ylang ylang. Again, it's a floral. There's a lot of flowers in here, right? It's a floral, and it's used to help promote relaxation of the body as well as promote the body's ability to process through anxious feelings. In fact, I had a gal mention to me that she was having some head tension related to her cycle during the month, and normally I would have recommended some type of mint or tension blend for that, but she said she had ylang ylang essential oil on her, and she sat in her office and rubbed some on her temples and deep inhaled, and that actually resolved her head tension because that head tension was associated with where she was on her cycle. How cool is that? You can actually use essential oils, depending on where you are in your cycle, to support your body as it naturally processes through and manages itself. So my top four favorite essential oils, again, are clary sage, thyme essential oil, blue tansy, and ylang ylang. Now, if you really want a treat, join us next week as I introduce to you a very special guest who I learned so much from as we talked about how our cycle can connect us back to God and what we should be looking for as we are exploring the possibility of hormonal imbalances in our body. Until next time, Mama. Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, Mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, He will equip you to get through it. I'll meet you back on Monday for another episode. Until next time.